Testing 1, 2, 3. All right. Welcome to our pre-show for today, Friday, the 28th. Tomorrow is the last day. So all of, let's see, the mortgage is paid. The my webmaster is paid. Still have to pay our customer service people, but they didn't turn in their time cards yet. No, we're going to pay them tomorrow. And let's see what else. Look at this guy with the beard. Michael Stefanik of the LA Angels has got a beard like you wouldn't believe, man. Check the beard out on that hippie, will you? And the San Diego Padres have returned to their taco brown and cheese yellow Jesus H. Christ uniforms. They're back. They are. They're back with the brown and yellow. Which, you know what? Those are the last time, the only time the San Diego Padres are ever in a fucking World Series. That's the uniform they wore, so I don't see anything wrong with it, man. You know, it might have been ugly at the time, but now it's a classic. That was the series. I'll never get that Chicago-San Diego series that year. That was 83 or 84. And Garvey hit that dramatic fucking home run off of poor Lee. Who was the receiver? I want to say Lee Sims, but he was a disc jockey. Who was the goddamn reliever for the Cubs? Poor guy, man. Got touched up. And the Cubs, you know, missed out on that. Would be another 20 years, man. 20 plus years. Almost 30 fucking more years, man, before the Cubs won the World Series. That 84 National League playoff. So who's gone the longest now without a World Series win? Is it, who is it? I don't know. Does it matter anymore? Well, the Sox they've won. The Cubs have won. The Indians? Have the Indians not won since a while back? That series when Willie Mays made the over-the-head catch off of Vic Wertz. That was the Giants and the Indians, the New York Giants, when Willie Mays played center. And what people don't often mention, and I mention it every time I tell the story, which is quite a lot, Vic Wertz went 4 for 5 that day. 4 for 5. The one out is Mays having to catch it over his fucking head. So that was 54, if I'm not mistaken. And that was a good period for the Dodgers, the Brooklyn Dodgers. They, although they didn't, you know, they finally beat the Yankees in 55 on the arm of Don Newcomb. Then 56, Don Larson had the perfect game. I don't know, why am I going through it? Because I'm looking, baseball is back, and I'm actually, for some reason, very happy to see it. Isn't that funny? Because usually I, you know, my baseball viewing dropped off radically when they, you know, blew out the World Series that year, 94, because of the player strike. And I, of course, became all indignant and incensed and, you know, this and that and all that bullshit. But you know what, man? It's what it is. But since I've gotten so disinterested in football, really, baseball's become a, you know, an interesting thing. Now, I don't know why, but I'm thinking about a...
Yeah, well, I mean, the whole thing with Bernie is, I'm a Bernie bro, and...
You're a Bernie bro. Now, what does that mean, Jeff?
Well, you know, I really believe in his... You know, a lot of people are really, they don't understand it, and we're just saying to the Democratic, we're not saying anything other than it's got to be Bernie, you better make him the nominee, or we're going to have to vote for Trump.
Why would you vote for Donald Trump if you are a Bernie? You're a Democrat. Everything you stand for seems to be opposed to what Trump stands for.
Well, it is, but I'd rather vote for Donald Trump than Joe Biden.
Why?
I mean...
Yeah, that's a very good question. Why?
What do you mean, why?
I mean, why? Why would you rather vote for Trump than Joe Biden?
Because Joe Biden is...
See, you don't even know your ass from a hole in the ground. I don't know, man. Let's find out. Hey. Fuck. Uh-oh. I'm going to have some news for you guys on the personal front very soon. Don't really know the impact of it, but I'm sure that it'll have some... It might trigger some discussion, but I'm not about to... I won't tell you for a couple of weeks. You know, and it's very unexpected, and it's really good. Well, let me see here. And the only other news is what I just mentioned. The Padres have gone back to their taco brown uniforms, and their Taco Brown uniforms. God, I'll tell you one thing. I'm running up a goddamn phone bill. I am running up a motherfucking phone bill. So down I go. Jesus. I dread to know what my phone bill is going to be. I wonder if it's cheaper to... I don't even know if I'm on a long-distance plan or not. You know. All right. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I'm Pete Bonavac. You know, we haven't done Pete Bone. Hi, I'm Pete Bone, and this is Pete Bone's I Will Never Be Denied. My opinion is what counts. Welcome to the Pete Bone Show. And what have we got? We've got this coronavirus. This is I've got some very definite opinions on the coronavirus. The coronavirus looks to be something that is frightening. And although I need to take a bus ride, I don't know anything about I'm having a hard time getting an opinion about that one. Pete Bone will not be denied. Listen to Pete Bone. Pete, one of the leading conservative voices in America today. Now, Pete Bone. Thank you very much. And we are talking about the coronavirus. And it seems it's bad. And yet, I don't know if it is or not. Let me be clear. Pete, what are you doing in here, Bill?
Well,
Bill Heffering is our station manager.
Pete, it seems to me that you're not...
Well, Pete, it seems to me that you're not... Pete, it seems to me you're not really... You don't really have an opinion. Don't you think you ought to formulate an opinion?
I got an... Get out of here. Get out of here.
Woo!
Friend of mine has a Irish Terrier. Is that what I call the beautiful, big, tall Irish Terriers? They're not the little tiny squat ones. They're the big ones, you know. And it's just... They're such great dogs. And there was a thing on YouTube. There was a documentary on Irish Terriers in World War One. Was that? Yeah, in World War One. They were like... used, I guess, in much the same way that the German Shepherds are used by our guys in Afghanistan. And so, you know, canine, some kind of rescue, I don't know. Okay, top of the ninth, 1-0 San Diego. Jesus, what a ball game. 1-0 San Diego, top of the ninth. The Angels have got one more half of an inning. Why is the Angels are pitching, so this has got to be high fly ball into shallow left center. And he's got it. So here come the Angels here for their last half of the inning. What are you doing, throwing balls into the stands? Is this the Aussie Open, man? It's the Australian Open. Is that what's coming up now? So here we are in, where is this, Tempe, Arizona? Look at that mountain range. It's the Angels and the Padres. The Padres here in the bottom half of the inning. Bottom of the ninth, and this will be it for the Angels. God, what a game. I mean, for a spring training game? Daniel Camarena. He was in AAA last year. 4-8 record. 16 starts. Not really impressive. 6.27 ERA. Christ on a crutch. See if he can close it out, though, baby. So he was starting last year in AAA. He's going to try to button this one up, as they say. This thing, this TV set, this is the camera's all fucked up, man. Hold on for a minute. God damn, he took him to the track on that bitch. He took him to the track on that bitch. See it again. There it is. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. No, he did. Oh, yeah. To the track. Almost. Looked like some fan was standing there. This camera is still... Oh, I see what's going on here. All right. Yeah, we're a little offset. I got to zoom it in maybe a little bit. Anyway, good for them. Good for you. You got a TV set, Phil. You showed everybody your TV set. Let's get back on. Let's get back to work. I'm Pete Bone and the coronavirus. What are the risks? We've got everything you need to know here in the next half hour on Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Kroner building in Chicago, Pete Bone will not be denied. The coronavirus. What do we know, Bill? I've got some news copy. Because I don't know. We're trying to get everything we know about it. There's a lot of people that are, the stock market went down 100. What's wrong, Pete?
Nothing. I'm just worried about it. I'll be right back.
Pete Bone will not be denied. You can try that where he's just like freaking out on shit. Let me see.
Let me see.
Let me see. Trump says coronavirus will disappear eventually. Frustrated by CBC's... Trump, would you fuck the hell off? Just fuck the hell off. Oh, Christ. Britt McHenry has a brain tumor. Wasn't that the gal that... These young people with brain tumors. It's... What the fuck? Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Wait a minute, man. Where is this thing? And let me see what time we got here. I'm going to do another 45-minute fucking pre-show like I did yesterday. All right. Don't know. Trump stumbles in his first efforts to... It's surprising the guts to play those kind of chords. What the hell does that mean? Al Di Meola, who is an old-school guitar player, right? Or is this a new... Al Di Meola, as I know the cat, that... This must be a different Di Meola. You guys remember the old-school San Diego one, I guess? All right, Angels. Hardy Dishes. Oh, look at this. Quincy Street. That's right. I lived in the Channel Islands Harbor area for 8 years, and I never knew about this local restaurant 2 minutes from my apartment, Quincy Street. A popular spot that's been going strong for 35 years. Now, my man, Denny, he and his wife have only owned it since, 2012, so give credit where credit's due. The author goes to this restaurant and is talking about how fucking fantastic the food is. It got really good after Denny and Karen bought the joint, man. Let me tell you what. So if you're ever down in our neck of the woods, Rita is in Wainimi, Quincy Street, man. So dig that. That's a great little review. I love that, man. I should actually put this up. I know where I'm going to put this. I'm going to do this. Here's what I'm going to do. My child's teacher is racist. Christ. My child's teacher is racist. Hey, man, what the fuck is the... Wait a second. Get me back to that Quincy Street that I was just looking at. Where is it? Here we are. Now, look. You got that right, bitch. Here we go. You know what you do is... Oh, this is what you do. This is what you do.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Okay, look. This is not that hard. This shouldn't be that hard. God, I wish I could go down to Quincy Street, but I'm watching my weight, man. But there's nothing like a Friday night or a Saturday night trip down to Quincy Street with the one you love, and you have yourself one of their, or two of their, or three of their Long Island iced teas that they make so ass-kicking. They're made so that you must walk home. You can't drive. That's the great thing about those drinks. They make them so strong, it's like you're not getting in your car. You're just, so forget it. A woman took 550 times the usual dose of LSD with surprisingly positive results. Oh, man. The bullshit just never ends, does it? Oh, you mean they're telling me the truth? Okay. Oh, poor baby dog. Trump does stuff just to see how far he can push people. So he makes Mike Pence the head of this coronavirus thing. Why? Just to piss people off, that's all. Just to see what he can get away with, that's all. Seriously. It's not... All right, you don't have to believe me. All right. This is Pete Bone, and this is Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. Welcome. The coronavirus. What do we know? Bill Heffering. I'm sorry? Bill, you have the... Do you not have the news? I've got you. I've got it right here, Pete. The coronavirus is spreading. I thought you were going to do a... the cat should be... Hey, Pete, you were going to do... I thought you were going to do a... Pete, you're going to do a commentary. Don't tell me what I... You're right. Pete Bone, a commentary on the coronavirus. It's not that big of a deal. From what I understand... excuse me? Pardon the theatrics. From what I understand, from the president all the way on down to Mike Pence, who's in charge of the CDC, he's the vice president, yes, but he's also... It's okay. You don't have to be... You don't have to be worried about it. I'm Pete Bone. I'm Pete Bone, and this is Coronavirus Update. Wait a minute, man. All right. Now I see where I am. Where's the battle hymn of the goddamned republic? That's what inquiring minds want to know. Where the fuck? Come on now. Don't fuck with me. We had the battle hymn of the republic, didn't we? Shit. I got two different playlists here, man, and they're not really, what the fuck is this? Hold on, man. Oh, that was Bobby's background. Okay. Meisler's Mark Braunhauser. Come on, bitch. What happened to the song? You cunt. All right. I don't want to hear that goddamn shit. Now, look, dude. This is no big... Where's my goddamn battle hymn of the goddamn republic? Because we're late now, man. I got to get this piece of shit going. It's 27 minutes in, man. Come on, man. Come on. Just walk on by. The stink could knock a buzzard off a shit wagon. I love you, but... No, all right, man. Let me put this into the old search engine here. There it is. No, Battle of Los... Here it is. Right here, bitch. What are you doing, bitch? From the Kroner Building in Chicago, this is a special coronavirus update with Pete Bone. Thank you very much, Rennie Castell and Bill Buford. Not to be confused with the guy who is the musician in the band UK. That's different. Bill Buford was also a musician with
King Crimson.
Yes, with King Crimson. Now, Bill Buford is... You know, I shouldn't even have mentioned his name. That's how really insignificant a human he is. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pete Bone Show. This is Pete Bone Will Not Be Denied. I'm Pete Bone. Tonight and in the coming nights, we are going to do a comprehensive study and a comprehensive update on the coronavirus. Just what are the risks to you and your family? And how well do we have it under control? What is it? And let's just take a couple of deep breaths, folks, and let's take a couple of steps backwards, because people are really, and Bill, do you...
I've seen a lot of it, yeah.
People are freaking out over this thing. Hold on for just a minute. I'm going to get some water too, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
People are freaking out over the coronavirus. Folks, it's under control. Vice President Pence has...
Are you worried?
I'm not worried. Ladies and gentlemen, no, I'm not worried. No, I'm not. Why would you say that?
It sounded like you were panicking.
I'm not panicking about anything. Can I just tell you, it's so funny to be me, to look at all of these guys. I love you all. Bill, you've been with me longer than any announcer. Most of my announcers are dead by now because they're all hopeless alcoholics who wind up wrapped around bridge abutments in their Priuses. I don't know what they got. But the coronavirus... The coronavirus, President Trump told me yesterday, and told you too, that it's, everything's fine. Everything's fine. I think that's what I want to say. Everything's fine. Pete Bone does one thing. If there's one thing I do well, it's I let people know that there's nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be worried about.
Pete, it's not working.
What do you mean it's not? What is not working?
You're panicking, people.
I'm not panicking. Who am I panicking? Listen to my list. Let the listeners tell you, okay? Why are you saying that?
Well, it sounds like your voice is cracking.
So my voice cracked. So I've got a very dry throat. This is a very dry time of year here in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. As we approach the spring months, the air dries out. You know about allergies. That's what's happening. And Bill Bruford, not Buford, but Bruford. That's why you wouldn't confuse him with
not to be confused with the guy from King Crimson.
Right, because it's Bruford, not Buford.
It is Bruford. Yeah.
How do you pronounce that?
Bruford.
How do you spell that?
B R O O F O R D.
Oh, B-R-O-O-F-O-R-D, Bruford. Okay.
Bruford.
Bruford.
Yeah, accents on the second syllable.
Bruford. So Bruce Bruford, or Bill.
Bill.
Bill Bruford is with me. And what is your story? See, now I've got sidetracked.
Well, it's just that when you sound...
Don't review the show. I'm the host of the show. You do the news.
Right.
What do you got?
Well, Pete, we have news now that Mike Pence, as you know, has been named to head up the agency. That would be the concerted effort by the United States government to address coronavirus in all of its permutations, that is, from the travel aspect and so on.
Now, Pete Pence.
Mike Pence.
Mike Pence is the Vice President of the United States. I'm Pete Bone. And you know why? I see the phones are lighting up. What do they want?
Well, a lot of people...
Put them on. Let me just see what people... Hi, Pete Bone. What's going on?
Hi, Pete. I'm very concerned about this coronavirus, and I tuned in because I know you had... you were going to...
Are you nervous, sir?
Yes, and it sounds like you don't have a handle on what you're saying. So can you please... Are you trying to not tell us it's more serious?
No, not at all, sir. It's not. Is it serious? Of course it's serious, but no, it's not more serious. I'm worried, you know, I have kids, and you do too, right?
Yeah, see, right now you're starting to scare me.
No, don't be scared. But, see, the only thing I want to know is, okay, I'm a minor celebrity. Do I get to have the vaccination? There's a lot of questions.
Have they got the vaccine? Is it?
No, they...
Sir, this is Bill Bruford. They do not have the vaccine.
Okay, thank you. How long do we have to wait?
Probably more than a year.
What do you mean a year? What do you...
That's what I heard too, Pete, that it's going to take at least a year.
What are you talking about? Nothing. Goodbye.
Quit panicking, you...
I lost it momentarily there with Bill Bruford. The news we have about coronavirus is okay. Everything's fine, folks. I'm not panicking. What's going on here is, as a minor celebrity, they told me that I'd have first crack at the virus, at the vaccine for my family. Does that mean your family doesn't get it? Of course not. But we get first crack at it. Now, that's what I was told, and that's what I'm going on, okay? So I would say this, if you show up for the vaccine...
Can we be clear about something, Pete? The vaccine won't be ready for over a year.
The vaccine won't be ready for what?
For over a year.
What are you talking about? Look, we'll be right back. This is Pete Bone, will not be denied. I'm Pete Bone.
Pete Bone will not be denied from the Kroner Building in Chicago. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. Pete Bone for Pete Bone's. Hi, folks. Pete Bone for the Pete Bone Bone. Hi, folks. This is Pete Bone. I know that you're worried about coronavirus. I know that you're worried about different diseases striking and disseminating an entire world. Remember that this is the flu. Hi, folks. Pete Bone here for the Pete Bone coronavirus. Not a cure. It's not a cure. I would never do that. But the Pete Bone feel better about the coronavirus kit. What do you get? There's a tape of me calming you down and telling you. Let's just play it right now.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now, I didn't hear that, but they tell me that's representative of what I can do to calm you down about this coronavirus. Also, we'll have a list of clinics and doctors and emergency services that, just in case this thing turns into a pandemic that is filled with people panicking and running through the streets screaming, you'll know where to go to hide. Also, we have places.
You don't want to do anything? I don't want to do it anymore.
Pete Bone will not be denied. From the Kroner Building in Chicago. Now, Pete Bone.
Thank you very much. This is our coronavirus update show. This is our where to go, what to do awareness show for the coronavirus. What is the coronavirus? Well, it's very interesting. We've had a lot of people flipping out and freaking out. Somebody's accusing me over at the Tribune of being a panic monger. I don't know what. I think what the problem is I'm calm, and my job is to remain calm for my listeners and for the public at large. I'm calm, but they won't tell me.
I'm calm, but what we want is more information, and doesn't seem like they're telling us a lot. And I've... Here's something. President Trump says it's all good, calm down. The worst of this virus, this pandemic, whatever, epidemic. The word pandemic, I don't like. I think we could use it. Can we use a different word?
It means something.
I don't care what it means. I don't want to use it, all right? We're going to call it an epidemic because that's what it is. And it's not even an epidemic. It is, in point of fact, it's a vicious virus. It's going to kill everybody. All right, what time we got here, man? So that's just the pre-show, man. Ready?